High-ranking officers in various branches of the U.S. Armed Forces joined with state and local elected officials in recognizing the service of veterans from past wars, as well as those currently serving in the armed forces. Lieutenant General John Allen from Central Command has served in Iraq and Afghanistan and has been in the military since 1970.
This is the day that America sets aside every year to officially recognize our veterans. But what's great about this country is that America's veterans are recognized every day by the American public across this country. And whether we're serving in Afghanistan, or we're serving in Iraq, or we're serving anywhere in the world, we feel so supported by the American people.
Allen declined to comment about potential troop increase in Afghanistan.
That's a decision that's being made in Washington by our great American leaders, our great American president, and his advisors, and when they make that decision, then we'll all take that decision and we'll execute.
Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp told parade-goers that popular sovereignty decides our direction, while the military protects those interests.
That this was the first country in the history of mankind where the people said government is not the master, government is the servant, and it only has that power which we, the people, give it. We as Americans believe that every man and woman are created equal, that those rights that we enjoy every day are only available to us by the amazing bravery and courage of every man and woman who has been willing to put on the uniform.
Representative Gus Bilirakis also recognized veterans at the parade.
And this is a wonderful day and a great parade. I want to thank all those who have participated and thank Haley and the administration and all the staff that do such a wonderful job taking care of our heroes, our true American heroes. And I know Ryan would say this too, not our movie stars and our sports stars are not our heroes. Our veterans, our active military personnel are our true American heroes.
A 2007 VA survey found that 18% of recently discharged veterans are unemployed. President Barack Obama signed an executive order on Monday, this week, creating a Council on Veterans Employment to advise the president and administration on how to set the bar for hiring and employing veterans. Senator George Lemieux recently returned from Afghanistan and supports improved health care and employment opportunities for veterans as President Obama has proposed.
We have a continuing moral obligation to take care of our veterans for the rest of their life. And that means making sure that they have all the health care they need and also providing all the opportunities we can for them to get jobs. So I think the president has it right on this, and I look forward to supporting that.
Lemieux also supports an increase in troop levels in Afghanistan.
Well, I just recently came back from Afghanistan. I spent a few days over there a couple of weeks ago because I wanted to see the situation for myself, and I met with General McChrystal, who's our commanding coalition officer there, and I met with the young men and women all across Afghanistan who are fighting for our freedom, and I believe we do need to send more troops. We need to send whatever is needed in order to hold and secure these areas. I think we need to go in and do what General McChrystal suggests and hold and secure these areas so that the local police and the local army can gain control and we can make Afghanistan more stable. And then at that point, hopefully, we can bring our young men and women home.
U.S. Army veteran Jay Alexander is with the anti-war group Veterans for Peace and says the potential troop increase in Afghanistan is a mistake.
Veterans for Peace looks at it that it's almost what LBJ did in the 60s and 65. 66 is escalating the war. He was told that 1 million troops in Vietnam would stop the Viet Cong and the North NVA, and it ended up that we had 2.5 million troops there and 58,000 casualties. This one, we have less casualties. We're lucky they have, the soldiers have more body armor. They have more protection. Half the troops there are mercenaries, maybe pull out the mercenaries and keep it to the military part of it, then pull out eventually and let the Afghan army, you know, train them, and that Afghan army would take over.
Alexander says Veterans for Peace is promoting a more positive use of our military forces at home that might bring further peace on American soil.
I'm a member of Veterans for Peace. It's a national organization of about 7,000 veterans that want to abolish war, number one. We want also to curb nuclear proliferation and also try to find some other ways to get our militaries smaller and doing more practical things. Maybe we could bring another great generation back and reactivate the Civilian Conservation Corps and put our military in a more peaceful and practical mission to on our own soil. They became the first conservationist and environmentalist in our country. They, in turn, went into World War II and did their jobs.
Every third weekend of the month, Veterans for Peace holds an anti-war vigil at MacDill Air Force Base. They ask that our troops be sent home. For more information, log on to WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.